Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, this is the season, right? The first Sunday of December. You know, the Christmas season has now started. Actually, it didn't start till after Thanksgiving, but they started playing Christmas music the 1st of November. How many of you noticed that? But in 24 days, it will be Christmas. And you know, part of being successful in the natural is to recognize the seasons that you're in and act accordingly. Now, this is also true in our Christian life. Sometimes we get so busy with life, especially during this season, you know, with shopping and gifts and cooking food. Good. I like that idea. Enjoying all of the different decorations and lights. And how many of you go driving around the city and just looking at the light displays? That's just something that we do. Traveling, to be with family. You know, it's just a great time. But it's also a season to remember Jesus. If I have a title, that's what I'd call it. It's a season to remember Jesus. He's the real reason that we have this celebration time. All the other things, gifts, lights, decoration, food, family, that's all just the extra, as I call it, or the icing on the cake, as some people would say. Jesus is the main reason that we have all the other. Let's go and see what Isaiah had to say. He actually is referred to in many cases, and many theologians refer to him as the messianic prophet because he is the one that prophesied in detail the coming of the Messiah. Isaiah 7:14. I'm going to read from the NLT today. If you notice, I bounce back and forth between the NLT and the New King James. The reason I do is because sometimes when you read it in the NLT, it gives you just a little bit better picture of what the verse really is. All right, then, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son. And we call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now just turn over a couple of chapters to Isaiah 9. Isaiah 9, verse 6. It says, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Now, Isaiah spoke these prophecies by the revelation of the Holy Spirit hundreds of years before they ever took place. We see Isaiah revealed how Jesus would come to the earth. He would come as a child born of a virgin. Now, the Israel leadership, the chief priest and the high priest, if they would have listened to the prophet Isaiah, they would have been prepared for the coming of the Messiah. But instead, they were looking for a king to come and to deliver them from the iron hand of the Roman rule. They did not recognize Jesus, the baby that came. But they read Isaiah. Isaiah was one of the main books that they read in the synagogue every Sabbath day. You can go check that out in theological writings. Isaiah was the prophet. But they failed to recognize the season. And because they failed to recognize the season, they didn't act accordingly. And because they didn't act accordingly, the coming of the Messiah did not profit them in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Today, we need to listen to the Word of God and take heed to what it says, so we'll be ready in the season that we're living in. See, the verses I read to you spoke to you of the season when Christ would first come. But today, we're living in the season of which the Word of God talks to us about Christ returning. But this time, he's going to return like they were looking for the first time. But if we're not ready for the season, we'll miss it. See, these verses speak of the coming child, the Redeemer. The verses that we're talking about here in the Word of God talk about the season of his return. Let us take a lesson from history and be prepared for every season that we enter into, and especially this season as we read from the Word of God and from the prophetic verses from Revelation and Ezekiel and Daniel of the coming and returning of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, we're living a life down here. While we're recognizing that that season is upon us, we're living in different seasons here. So during this Christmas season, let us remember some things about the Christmas season that will help us in our season that we're living in right now. This season in which we are in now is a season that we can remind ourselves that God is with us. Our God's presence is with us. You know, let's go back and read that Isaiah 7:14. All right then, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child, and she will give birth to a son who will be called Emmanuel, which means God's with us. See, the exciting part about the Christmas message is that God sent his son to come to us. In the other religions of the world, the people are trying to become worthy to their gods. But the beauty of Christianity is that God came to mankind. He came to us. That's the difference between us and everyone else. So the great benefit in Jesus coming was that God came to be with his creation, man, or mankind, we should say. Adam was created that way. But through disobedience to God in the Garden of Eden, man became separated, or mankind became separated from God. But God sent Jesus so that once again he could be connected with his creation that he created. Galatians 4:4 says this: but when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to law, God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. By becoming born again through Jesus Christ, we become a new person, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. If you be in Christ, old things have passed away, all things have become new. You become a new person in Christ. One individual has said, the birth of Jesus made possible not just a new way of understanding life, but a new way of living it. Jesus coming to the earth with his redemptive work made it possible that mankind once again could be reconnected with God and could commune with God. Now, Adam actually walked with and talked with him as a person. Excuse me. We are able, through the spiritual area, to walk and communicate with God. We communicate with God through prayer. We communicate with God by reading the Word. Somebody said, God never talks to me. I asked them, have they ever read the Bible? Because that's God. That's God talking. Hello. Through Jesus Christ, we are no longer under slaves, under Satan's slavery and under his rule. Through Jesus Christ, we have been redeemed to walk and talk with God. He says that we can come boldly and talk with God. See, when Adam messed up and went against God's word, he was kicked out, separated from God. Through the coming of Jesus Christ, we are now connected once again with God. You know, part of the message of Christmas is really God's presence with us. That's the season. He promised to be with us always. He promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Now, as we look more at the seasons that we're living, and through this season, we can see something else that we can remember that God has given us because of this season, and that he has given us his promises. His presence, God with us. His promises. Look at Luke 1. You know, during this Christmas season, Luke 1 and 2 will be read many times over because Luke wrote it and he was writing to the Gentiles anyway in his writings. The others were writing to each one of the Gospels wrote to a different group of people. Actually, Luke was actually writing a letter really to his friend Theophilus. And so here, it says here in verse Luke 1:30, don't be afraid, Mary, the angel told her, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son. You will name him Jesus, and he will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom shall never end. Mary asked the angel, but how can this happen? I'm a virgin. The angel replied, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and now in her sixth month. For the word of God will never fail. Mary responded, I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true. And then the angel left her. Now the angel came to inform Mary that God had chosen her to bear Jesus in line with Isaiah's prophecy. See, Isaiah wrote this and he prophesied this many, 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 many years before it ever happened. Now, what the angel said to Mary did not fit into the scope of our human reasoning. Mary could easily have refused to believe. But instead, she said, "May everything you've said about me come true," in Luke 1:38. The angel said to Mary, to reinforce God's promises from Isaiah 7:14, that the Messiah, the Christ child, would be born of a virgin. God kept his word to send his son to the earth. He prophesied it many years before it happened. God fulfilled his promise to send the Redeemer to mankind. During the Christmas season, we need to remember that God kept his promise. If he kept that promise, then surely he will keep all the other promises that he has right here in the Word of God for us. You know, we need to keep in mind that if he fulfilled one promise, he can fulfill them all. If he ever fulfilled one promise, and he did, we see it right here. He prophesied it through Isaiah, and now the fulfillment has come. If that happened, then we can be assured that the promises that are in this Word of God that come to us will come to pass. You know, what do we have? What promises do we have? Well, the greatest promise is salvation. But we have a promise of healing. We have a promise of safety. We have a promise of deliverance. We have a promise of provision and abundance. It says so in the Word of God. Every promise ever made by God can surely come to pass. It's whether you believe it or not. See, Mary had to believe before it could happen. The message of Christmas is that God keeps his promises. As we look into this season further, there's something that we need to remember that God has given in this season, and it's called peace. Look in Luke 2, verse 9. Luke 2, verse 9. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. But the angel reassured them, said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find the babe wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of the heavens, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those whom God is pleased." This message the angel brought forth here, God's peace is here for mankind. In the garden, Adam had peace. But when he disobeyed God and was kicked out of the garden, there was turmoil. There was no peace. But now the Prince of Peace, according to what Isaiah said, has come. A child born in a manger that will grow up and live as a man for 33 to 33 and a half years, whichever chronological report you want to believe. As the Son of Man, not in his deity, but as the Son of Man. Because if he had been in his deity, then it wouldn't have been said, Peter wouldn't have said what he said in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. And John goes on to tell us that we are anointed by the Holy Spirit, humanity. You see, he came. exactly the way the Word of God said it would happen. And he brings peace. He took away the barrier that had been built between man and God when Adam disobeyed and ate of the tree that God said not to eat of. Now that barrier has been removed, and now there's peace again. Remember in the garden, there was so much peace that the lamb and the lion laid down side by side. Now the peace that comes to us comes to dwell with mankind. In the Old Testament, people bridged the gap by continually offering a sacrifice to cover their sin. But this all changed on that night in Bethlehem when Jesus Christ was born. He came that there might be peace between God and man. Today, too many people are living in unrest and not living in peace. I'm talking about Christians living in fear. We need to understand we do not need to fear. We need to live in the peace of God. We need to remember the God's promises of peace. We need to remember God's promises. If God could take care of that ever how many million it was that came out of Egypt, and he took care of them, he gave them water when they needed water, he gave them food when they needed food, he protected them against enemies that was four times stronger than they were. If he did that, then he can do it again. He can take care of us. He can keep us. We simply have to believe what the Bible says and act like the Bible. So I believe the Word of God. Some people ask me, what are you going to do in this day and age when all these things are happening? I'm going to believe the Bible. Somebody asks me, I say, I believe what the Bible says. This is what the Bible says. See, don't live in fear. It's easy to get under the burden of the cares of life. It's easy to get just pressed down if you listen to the news sometimes. But the Christmas season is a season for us to think and remember what it's all about in the first place. It's about God's presence with us. It's about God's promises for us. It's also a time to remember that all of this took place for you, for me, for every human being that's on the face of the earth. You see, Jesus came to make it possible for God to be with us. He came to make it possible for God's promises to be fulfilled. He came to make it possible for us to live in peace. You know, I like what Paul said in Philippians 4, 6. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So remember, during this Christmas season, that God's peace is there. Don't let anything get you out of peace. Let his peace rule your thoughts. Let there be peace in all of your activities. You see, you're the one that chooses to live in peace or live in turmoil. I choose to live in peace with God. I choose to believe what he has said. So, during this Christmas season, Say it with me. God's presence, God's promise, God's peace. Those are just three things that the reason for the season. We could come up with a whole lot more. But I want each of you today, as we begin this first day of December, and as we go through the next 24 days, there will be all kinds of things going on in your life, all kinds of pressures, all kinds of activities. But I want you to keep in mind, His presence is always there with you, no matter where you are or what's going on. I want you to keep in mind that His promises are there for you. If you will believe them, they will work for you. And I want you to keep in mind that you do not have to get in turmoil. You can live in peace. It's up to you. God has already provided it. Now it's up to us to do what Mary said. Let it be as you have said. We need to say that. Let it be as you have said in your word. Heavenly Father, I've talked to these people for a few moments today to remind them again why Jesus came to the earth with just a few things. There's so many that we could add. But help us during this season to remember these three especially.